Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you...
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So the last we heard about Adele, I figure you probably need like an update of what's going on with Adele. Because the last we heard is that she was canceling her Vegas residency indefinitely. That's what all the insiders were saying. Now, she is claiming that, no, she's planning on still doing it, but she just doesn't have a date yet. So everyone's been asking, like, so is it canceled? Is the whole thing going on with her stage fright? Like, is she fighting with her boyfriend? What the heck is going on? Is one excuse after another. We don't know which one is the real story. Remember, we talked about the fact that she had problems with the set designer. There was so many issues. So there's a huge show in the UK. One of my favorites is Graham Norton. He's been on forever. He's like the, I don't even want to say David Letterman, because he's way funnier and way more creative than David Letterman ever was. And he's still on the air and David Letterman isn't. I'm not trying to diss David Letterman. He was a genius. But Graham Norton is like, he's amazing. And everyone goes to the UK just to talk to him. Like, he's incredible and funny himself. So Adele is talking to Graham Norton. She's on the show. And, you know, he asked her, he gets right in there with celebrities. He's not afraid of them. He asked her, like, how could that have happened with Vegas? Like, how did you sell tickets, but you weren't you weren't ready? Like, the show wasn't ready. How did you allow it to come to that? Like, down to the wire.
I tried my hardest, right? I really thought I would be able to pull something else together, you know, in time. And that was why it was so last minute, which, you know, I regret, obviously, that I kept going with it until that late in the day. But it just wasn't ready. And there were lots of different reasons of why. There were COVID, you know, delays with pieces of the show. There were some things that weren't going to be arriving until the day of the show. So therefore, I would never be able to see them or approve them. So that, you know, there were lots of delays for that. Our manpower was down because I'm doing all this testing for my, you know, for all my crew and stuff that. And our carpenters who are there to fix and change things, you know, there and then, we had like hardly any able to come to work.
Bullshit. Like, no one's buying the COVID story.
And it just would have been a really half-assed show. And I can't do that. I can't. That doesn't... People will see straight through me up on stage, being like, she doesn't want to be doing this.
Yeah, but she's saying this. People already bought tickets. They bought air... They bought not just tickets to her show. They bought airfare. They bought hotels. So she's like, yeah, you know, the show wasn't ready. It's not that casual. You told people it was ready. You gave them dates that the show was going to be happening. Your super fans had already bought everything even before the tickets went on sale. They did a whole pre-sale thing, I'm sure. So I don't like it. I love Adele. So don't get me wrong here, but I don't like how casual she's being, like, well, you know, the show wasn't ready. Well, then, you know, why'd you sell tickets then?
Not that many people live in Vegas. So you have to travel to Vegas to see something.
Right.
So it's not like you're just not going to go down the street to see the show. You're flying in. It's an expense. And for her to cancel at the last second was the problem.
Right. And even if you get a cheap flight to Vegas somehow, hotels in Vegas, especially now, friggin' fortune. It's almost as much as a ticket to see Adele. So, so she gave the same BS that she gave everybody else, you know, the way she just basically said, oh, you know, it wasn't ready in the set and we tried to fly something in and it wasn't ready, you know. We get it. We knew it wasn't ready. Then why did you sell tickets? So she didn't really answer that question. She gave the same pat answer she's been giving. But so then he asked her, well, why don't you just do a solo thing? Just you on a stage, you know, very intimate, maybe with a guitar, something like that. You know, you knew you were already selling tickets. Just wing it.
There was a part of the show that was like that. But I feel like I've always had a really great incline with my shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm really comfortable in theatres, which is one of the reasons I'm so bloody excited about doing the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And then I nailed my arenas. I don't care what no one says. Like, considering that I'd always done theatres. Like, and I went on every night loving doing my show because I knew it was a great show, like, you know. And then I did stadiums and I did it in the round, which even my team were, like, worried about.
I just think it's so funny. She is so flipping hot. She is so flipping talented. And if I was married to her, stop talking. I can't stand that accent. Such a horrible accent.
Yeah, that accent doesn't go with her. It's weird when she opens her mouth and she's starting like, hey, what's up, bloke? And you're like, wait.
It's not even a good accent. It's
a weird accent.
She would need closed caption on her at all times. She would have to carry like an iPad underneath her chin. It just has what she said so I could understand.
She was saying that, okay, I'll interpret Adele for you then. She's saying, he asked her why you don't just do a solo thing with just you on a stage with a guitar, just make it really intimate. And she's saying, because I do arenas really well. I don't care what anybody says. Like, arenas are my thing. I love the big space and all the people. And she has the show set up that every like section of the show is a thing, and she really enjoys that rather than, I mean, she's right. There's a lot more pressure. Like when you go see an artist intimately and it's just them and a guitar, it's just them singing the whole time. And it's not as exciting for them if they don't have dancers or something to do or a light show or something fun. Like, oh, we're going to do this song over there. Or, you know what I mean? Like it makes it less fun for them. And if she's doing it every single weekend as a Vegas residency, it probably gets very monotonous.
I know, but her fans that flew in from Australia don't really care if it's her and a piano or her and the whole show. They just want to see Adele.
Yeah, I don't know what. Did she reimburse them? Do we know about that?
Yeah, it's a Live Nation thing probably. So as long as she says she's going to reschedule, you don't get your money back.
No, I mean for the hotels and the airfare.
Oh, no, you eat that.
Right, but so these are super fans. So do you think that she worked it out with them privately?
She's eating it.
Happening this year?
Oh, this year?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, fantastic.
See, it's a 100% happening. That means they're eating those tickets.
But listen to the reason why it's not going to happen next year.
I want a baby next year.
Okay, so isn't that interesting? So she revealed that. So I guess things are doing well with her and her fiance, because that was one of the rumors, like why she was canceling her tour, because they were having, I must say, marital issues, relationship issues, because they're not married yet. They're having relationship issues, and she was screaming and crying on the phone with him. But we don't know if she was screaming and crying about him. She might have been freaking out about what was going on the set and just using him as a sounding board. Like, no one knows exactly what she was talking to him about. So they seem to have a pretty tight relationship, and now she just revealed that she wants to have a baby with him next year. So she's definitely going to be on tour this year. Or she's definitely doing her Vegas residency this year.
Well, you say that now, so we'll wait and see.
Right. Until there's a date announced and the first person with a ticket gets to sit down in a seat.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening.
No.